As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Right. It's time to wake on up. With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
And that's the ball game.
Unbelievable. And that's a good at bat. And it found a glove. And the Giants remain snake bit.
So the Giants come up short. A terrific start by Logan Webb. A little heartbreak at the end. You can only hit the ball so hard. You hope that it finds the grass, and it didn't.
Oh my God. It's the morning roast, Shasky and Mark Randy. You know, Father's Day is coming up.
Oh, yeah.
And I really want this speaker. It's like a GPS golf speaker.
Oh.
That's what I really want. Like, whenever you stop your cart, it gives you the distance. But now I know what I really want for Father's Day.
A run?
Michelle, if you're out there, I want a cleanup hitter.
I'll just settle for a run. No, a little more than that. I'll settle for 5 runs in a game.
I mean, jeez Louise.
5 runs in a game, please. Is that too much to ask?
Yeah, on this team it is. As situational hitting. I mean, Logan Webb last night was so good. You're filling in, Mark Randy filling in for Joe Spadoni this morning, if you're just checking in. Logan Webb was so good last night.
Dominant.
I didn't think he had good stuff the last couple times out. The grip on the sinker or whatever, like you could kind of just tell he didn't have good movement. The last two, and I believe they're both on the road the last two starts prior to this. It didn't look as good. Yesterday, early on, I was like, oh my God. Like, the movement downward was perfect, and then he had that sweeper slider thing going, and I felt like
it had something like 40 times or something yesterday.
Full command. He was throwing it front door, back door, up, in, down. I mean, I thought he was brilliant yesterday, and for him to walk out of that game with a no decision is like criminal. Criminal.
The common like joke that a lot of Giants fans make is Webb is the new Kane
because
Kane got no run support and now Logan gets no run support. The issue with the Giants now is nobody gets any run support.
That's a good point.
Do you think that makes Logan more frustrated or less frustrated? Because at least it doesn't only happen to him, but it's still happening to him, and it's resulting in Giants losses no matter who's pitching.
I can think of maybe 6 games this year off the top of my head for Verlander and Webb where I felt like run support.
Verlander has been snake bit by that.
100%. Too. Well, they've pitched well enough and earned a victory, and yet the team couldn't scrape enough runs across to get it going. And yesterday, it's so frustrating. You knew Ghost Runner, you know, 10th inning, Ryan Walker comes in. They bunt him over, the Padres do, which is smart baseball. I love that. A lot of people don't like the Ghost Runner. I love the Ghost Runner. It gives us finality, and it gives us a small ball strategy element at the end of a game, right? Both defensively and offensively. Like, how do I want to pitch this guy? How do I want to, you know, defend this as a defense if I know a bunt is coming? And then the execution to be able to get a guy over to third and then drive him in. The Padres did it. The Giants had two hit hard balls in the bottom of the 10th inning and walked away with nothing for it.
If I were to ask you this, Shasky, and first of all, welcome back. It's the Morning Roast. Again, Shasky and Grandy with you. Shout out to those of you watching on YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. We're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Coming up in about 25 minutes at 8:30, we've got This or That. We'll take your calls and your texts, answering a simple question. Bring Bryce Eldridge up or keep him down? We'll do that coming up at 8:30. So if you want to weigh in, make sure you're with us coming up at 8:30. But if I were to ask you this, Shasky, what would your answer be? What was the most frustrating at-bat of the night last night for the Giants? You might have like 10 different choices to choose from. But what was the worst at-bat of the night for the Giants?
Well, there were so many late inning at-bats that were driving me nuts. But honestly, it was early in the game, bottom of the second inning. It was the Ramos at-bat with the bases loaded and one out after Fitz, you know, kind of got jammed and hit one to Iglesias. And Iglesias coming in, throws to the catcher, gets the force at home. And now here comes Ramos, and he's swinging first pitch. What are we doing? You know, and grounds into the exact same play that Fitz did, just a little closer to the bag, and or a little off the bag, excuse me, and it goes 5-4-3 double play. That was the one for me, I think, especially after I let the whole game kind of settle in. Although Encarnacion had a horrible at bat at the end of the game, you know, Casey.
Eighth inning. That's where I was going.
Okay.
Eighth inning. So Flores leadoff single. Cost comes
that
in.
That was the one
run
for you. This is the one.
This is the one.
Okay.
Bottom of the eighth inning. Flores leadoff single. Cost comes in and pinch runs and steals second. So runner on second, nobody out.
Great jump, great slide.
Yep. Chapman then strikes out.
Arguing the call.
Yeah, watches, what was it, a high fat? No, it was a kind of a hanging breaking ball.
Yes.
Top of the zone.
Yeah.
Watched it. Definitely a strike. He's upset. And then after that, Encarnacion strikes out. He swung and missed on two sliders far out of the strike zone there. That might be my nominee for worst at-bat of the night. And then Adames intentionally walked. If you're intentionally walking a guy that's hitting 200, that just tells you something about who's on deck. And it happened to be Casey Schmidt, who also struck out swinging. He swung at a really bad slider out of the zone as well.
And why was I not mad at his at-bat? Because it was like, oh, he grinded through, you know, six or seven pitches. I know. You're shaking your head. But that's how down bad I am.
Yeah.
I'm like, it wasn't that bad of an at-bat. But yeah, it was. It literally was that bad.
Maybe I'm cheating here because I might just choose all three of those at-bats. But the Chapman, Encarnacion, Schmidt strikeouts with the runner on second, nobody out in the eighth inning.
Let's think about their bench right now.
And that would have gotten Webb the win if they had scored a run there.
I know. Well, let's think about their bench right now. They got Encarnacion, who has, like, I think 200 minor league at-bats. Kind of came out of nowhere. The Mexican League. That's what he came out of.
And fewer major league at-bats.
Right? And they're like, he could be our version of Darren Ruff. It's like, all right. Okay, let's pump the brakes on this a little. No, but like, it's him.
And is that even a good thing?
Right? Now, off the bench yesterday, they had the kid, Koss, who plays second base.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, great story, but not a great hitter. They got Huff, the backup catcher. Like, they have nobody off the bench who strikes any fear into anyone. And because Lamont Wade got hit in the hand, Casey Schmidt had to go into the game. And so he would be your other guy off the bench. More of a defensive versatility. You're probably too young for this, but a Todd Benzinger, Mike Benjamin utility guy from the early 90s. Not known for the bat, more known for the defensive versatility. And that's what Casey Schmidt is. They don't even have a threat off the bench to even get a double, let alone a home run.
This feels foolish because he's been your best hitter by a mile, but ideally, I mean, the bat off the bench would be Wilmer Flores.
But he's your DH every day.
And he's been great.
Great.
So, like, it feels funny saying that now, because if you weren't starting Wilmer every day, you might not have scored a run in the entire month of May without Wilmer Flores. But ideally, a guy like Wilmer, who can't play a field defensively, in the field, can't play a position defensively, and has always been a quality bat, but you know, at some point, he's probably going to break down physically. I mean, that's what he was last year, and then he got surgery, and he healed, and he's been good so far, but you wonder how long that's going to last. Yeah, they just don't have depth offensively.
None.
They can't survive any kind of injury.
No, not.
I mean, God forbid Ramos goes out, Jung-Hoo Lee gets hurt again. Even the two dudes on the left side of the infield who have done nothing so far this year, if something happens to those guys, I mean, we think the offense is bad now. Like, they can't survive anything going wrong offensively.
No. And, you know, you've alluded to it multiple times this morning. Like, you know, what if Ramos has a bad month? What if Fitz has a bad month? Now we're really down in the dumps because they've had multiple guys. Wilmer, like, what if Wilmer just has a little slump here?
And you expect that at some point.
He's got to taper off. I mean, he's been red hot. But, like, they can ill afford to have 6-7 guys slumping simultaneously. And their pitching staff is the only reason they didn't go 1-8 on that road trip.
They won two series on that road trip. They didn't score 5 runs in any of those games.
I know.
It's amazing.
I know. I'm blown away at this team.
In a bad way.
I'm blown away at this team right now in terms of, like, the two guys that I expected to be a little sluggish to start the year, but be better, Chapman and Adames, they've been so bad. And I feel like it's bled over into some of their defense, and that's where it's most alarming.
Yeah.
They're so bad offensively, searching in terms of their offense, that I do feel like it's kind of now bled over into their defense.
I think it has as well. I mean, it was the Willy Adames error last night, his 9th error of the season. One away from the MLB high, Manny Machado, oddly, the Padres as well, who's committed 10.
Who's, you know, probably going to be a DH for the majority of the rest of his career.
DH last night, did not play third base, and he's hitting 300 this year, but has not been good defensively. Logan Webb speaking postgame last night after he took the no decision despite throwing 8 shutout innings. Logan Webb on this team's offensive struggles. Logan saying what he always says, that this team will be all right. Here's Logan postgame.
I mean, this is a hard game. Baseball is a game of ebbs and flows. Some of the best teams in history have gone through stretches where they, you know, have struggles like this. But everyone in this room believes in ourselves, and I think we're going to be just fine. I mean, it's the beginning of June. We have 4 months of baseball left, and you know, we really love our guys in here. And, a really united team and we're gonna be fine. Like I said, it's the ebbs and flows. We're 162 leagues. No other sport plays as many games as we do. You're gonna go through stretches where you might struggle, but that's what, honestly, I think those things make your team closer. Yeah, we're gonna be just fine. I know it. Everyone in here knows it. And we just gotta keep grinding. That's it.
I have tremendous respect for guys like him. Matt Cain was like this. Felix Hernandez up in Seattle was similar, where they've pitched so much better than the run support that they've received, yet at no turn have you seen any public outcry from them, you know, just being frustrated with the situation or the lot they've been
dealt.
Every
right to be.
Right?
Yeah.
And those guys get elevated in my book for not complaining. Now, I owe you, Joe, they get paid a lot of money. No, like, it's okay to be frustrated, but for you to never express
it. 8 shutty and you lose.
And then never express it. And it's been a common theme for the last 4 years for him, has it not?
Oh, of course it has been.
And so, yeah, I
feel like you could feel the frustration in his voice a little bit. He's never a guy who, like, gets too high or too low. But you could feel it a little bit there.
I also think that he's the kind of guy that would have a legitimate conversation behind the scenes with Buster. Like, we got to do something. Like, I always get the sense he's got a good feel for what team he's on, if that makes sense.
He's also always been very proud to be a Giant.
Absolutely. You don't think that he's thinking, like, come on, Buster. We got to make a move here. You don't think Bob Melvin wants them to make a move?
Oh, of course.
I mean, I'm watching him pace around in that dugout, and I could feel it. And that brings me back to Buster. Like, I do hear now more and more people coming down Buster's road. Not that we're ready to fire him. It's just like, come on, let's go. We got to do something. You know? Like, let's go. Your main acquisition, Adames, ain't looking great. The guy you extended and had to literally step in while Farhan was under you know, the helm and had to like, hey, I'm taking the reins. We're getting this contract done. Both those guys have underwhelmed.
If you, I mean,
you need to do something here.
You point to the two biggest reasons why the offense has struggled so much. And some of the numbers, 15 straight games without scoring more than four runs. That's tied for the second longest streak of scoring four runs or fewer since moving to San Francisco in 1958. They did it 15 straight as well in 1976. They did it 19 straight in 1965. They've scored just 30 runs over their last 15 games. That is the team's fewest over a 15-game span since they did it in June and July of 2014. And over this 15-game streak, that same 15-game streak, they're hitting just 133 with runners in scoring position.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Oddly enough, though, maybe not odd, we know who Logan is, but Logan also said that this is not a low point. Here's more Logan Webb last night.
I can tell you right now, there's been a lot lower points that I've gone through in the past couple seasons. This is not a low point. I mean, like I said, it's June 2nd. We have a lot of baseball to play. And to go with your point, I do think there's a belief in this group, in this team. It started the first day of spring training, and I've been very outspoken about that, like how we wanted to do things. And you know, this is just, it's part of baseball. You know, we go through you know, stretches where pitching might not be great, or defense might not be great, or the offense might be great, but it's getting through those things. And you hope it's 3 or 4 days, and sometimes it lasts a little longer, but at the end of the day, it's all we have is each other in this clubhouse, and we really believe in this group that we have. So, like I said, we just got to keep our heads up, and we just go out there and try to battle. You know, this is a great opportunity for us to play four games against one of the best teams in baseball, and we grinded today, and get to come back tomorrow and try to beat them again.
I understand what Logan Webb is saying there, Shasky, but I hope this is a low point, because if this is not a low point, I don't know how they could get much worse than this.
They've they've been bad on offensively for about a month and a half, right?
Yeah.
So like
terrible for the last two and a half.
I don't think this is just a little like three.
Flip.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. To what he was alluding to. He's being a little, you know, generous. I think this is a big problem. This is the number one problem on the team right now. Correct?
Yes. Yeah. The offense. Yeah. No doubt.
And it needs to be solved. And then this is where they've got ammunition. Like at least in years past, they had nothing in the cupboard to be able to trade. Now I think you've got no. What will those guys legitimately fetch you is a totally different question. Do I think Luciano is viewed the way he was 3 years ago?
No, absolutely not.
Nah, not at all. But someone will want him for something. Is Matos viewed the way he was 4 years ago? No. But I do think that Matos is a guy that maybe another organization views as a fringe outfield starter, right? In their system. He doesn't really have a spot with us right now. Wisenhunt, Harrison, Birdsong, all of them, you can make a case for each one of them at different levels being a pitching prospect someone would like. I'm sure you'd have to throw in more than that. But there are players that you could bring in who would immediately be an upgrade over whatever you've got at first base and right field right now.
Okay, well, let's shift the conversation back to Buster Posey. Do you feel like Buster Posey is willing to part with someone like Kyle Harrison, Hayden Birdsong, Carson Wisenhunt? Do you feel like he would be willing to do something like that if it means bringing in a legitimate bat and helping out this offense? Because you're right. I mean, the weakness is clear as day. I'm not sure it's ever been as clear. And you heard Logan Webb say, I've been through a whole lot worse than this, which is, you know, honestly probably true. But, yeah. It just goes to show how bad the last, 4 years have been.
Gabe Kapler on line one.
But how confident are you that Buster Posey's willing to do something like that?
A 7 or 8, okay. I mean, on my confidence scale. But, he's only been in the job for a short period of time, and I'm going off what he said. I think Buster wants to win. I think he wants to win, right now, like everyone does. So usually the newer GMs and newer front office people want to put their imprint on a team. And I see some of these other prospects that weren't really guys that he drafted or brought in through the system. I see those as the guys that he would want to move in any potential deal. You know, and I don't think it's out of the realm to move one of their bullpen arms. I wouldn't do it. I would like to keep our bullpen intact. But in the right deal, I could see them moving one of the guys that maybe we all like and think will be here for the next couple of years. I don't know who that might be. I'm watching Randy Rodriguez last night. No, he's amazing. I wouldn't want to move him. But as I'm watching him, I say, God, he reminds me a lot of K-Rod. I don't know if you remember Rodriguez.
Yeah.
And just the delivery, the moxie. He's not as effervescent as that guy. That guy was he wasn't. You want to talk about aura. He had aura. But I see the mannerisms of how he delivers a baseball and that filthy white boy breaking ball. Like, Randy Rodriguez is a weapon. Now, do they view him as, the closer of the future? That's a question I don't have an answer to. No, I know they want to keep him. But if they do view him as the closer of the future down the line, well, where does that leave Camilo, right? As we talk about, the right deal. No, I would like to keep both those guys currently. But when you give, you have to, when you get, you have to give. And so I don't know how he views Camilo Duvall right now. I think that he loves Camilo, what he's done this year. But does that mean he's the long-term answer who's going to get inked up to a deal and be your closer? I don't know.
Well,
right?
I mean, look,
So as we talk about, sweetening into the pot, making a deal, these are the names that other teams are going
to
want.
You're going to have to give up somebody that it pains you to give up.
Your face when I said Randy Rodriguez as if I was going to trade him, your face it turned white.
Well, look, let me
more
just
white
say.
White than it already is.
It is pretty white. I'm a pretty pale guy. Haven't seen a lot of sun lately. But Randy Rodriguez, for you right now, for the Giants right
he's
now.
He's untouchable for me.
Let me just say this, though. He's not sniffing the closer spot right now for whatever reason.
Yeah, because they're using him in the high leverage other situation.
Bob Melvin's been asked for whatever reason. Yeah. Not happening. It was Ryan Walker. Now it's Camilo Duvall. And maybe, there is a blip coming up for Duvall. Who knows? And maybe Randy gets his shot.
Yeah.
But as of right now, he's not sniffing the closer spot. Does not mean he's not valuable. Of course he's valuable. He's pitching post-starter, the biggest, fire alarm moment in the game, which is a very, very valuable spot. I've always been of the mind, if your closer's your best pitcher, your best bullpen guy, pitch him, not necessarily in the ninth, but whenever you just need an out the most, Runners on second and third, one out. Bring in your closer to get the strikeout in the seventh inning.
Yeah.
Like, I've always been of that mind.
And especially depending on where the lineup is at that particular time. Yeah. I'm totally with you. Keep going.
And that's who Randy Rodriguez has kind of been for the Giants.
Absolutely.
But there are a lot of teams out there who don't really feel that way and view the closer spot, the guy pitching the ninth, as the most important, valuable arm in a bullpen. And there probably are teams who would be perfectly comfortable making Randy Rodriguez their closer.
Hence why I bring his name up.
And if he's not going to be the closer for the Giants, he might be worth more to another team, and they might be therefore willing to give up quite a decent haul for someone like that. Does not mean I'm telling you I want to trade Randy Rodriguez.
No.
But if you're talking about trying to acquire someone like Yordan Alvarez, for example, legitimate slugger who's going to hit you 30 home runs a year and drive in 100 runs every single year, if the difference is between getting him and not is like the Astros wanting to make Randy Rodriguez their closer of the future, I mean, I'm not immediately saying no.
I have to think long and hard on that one. I love Randy so much. The thing is with these relievers, they do have ups and downs that are severe. Very few guys are John Wetland, Mariano Rivera, and just lights out for 10 years.
Yeah.
Very few guys.
Trevor Hoffman.
Yeah, exactly, right? Like, most have some ups and some downs, you know? God, he's so important for what they're doing right now.
He is.
How many games would they be worse without Randy Rodriguez today?
Oh.
5, 6, 7.
I was going to say maybe even 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought that was going to be aggressive. If I had said that, you'd have laughed at me. But no, I'm with you. And so, but these, when you're making these trade packages and you're thinking about what you would have to give up, I don't think anyone's considered one of the bullpen arms when I see some of these trade things. And if I'm another team, I'm saying, all right, I want one of the Camilo, Randy Rodriguez, Porsche, because I know I could plug that guy in right away and improve my entire bullpen, whether that is as the closer or as the eighth inning guy.
Yeah, yeah, we'll see. 888-957-9570. We've got This or That coming up at 8:30 in about 6 minutes or so. Our This or That today is simple. Bryce Eldridge, you bring him up, promote him to the bigs, or you keep him down, and not down in AAA, down in AA, which is where he currently is. So we'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. Yeah, you got something, Sam?
Yeah, no, we also got this poll going on YouTube as well. Simple, you know, you bring him up or keep him in the minors. So far, it's pretty close. It's going back and forth. 59% want to call him up. 49% want him to be in the minors. Literally 10 seconds ago, it was 51-49 the other way around. So this one's going back and forth a lot.
50-50. I mean, I guess... But the only way I can like even begin to consider it, Shasky, and we'll get into it fully here in a minute when we take a break. The only way I can like begin to get into it is, well, you just have no other options.
I mean,
so
is there anybody in AAA? Is there anybody like honestly, you really want to see Marco Luciano play first base?
I mean, the bat has never been the issue for Marco.
I have been so underwhelmed with his bat in the bigs. He has not driven the ball at all. Look, AAA
hasn't been much of a sample size in the bigs still.
Sure. I would agree. But from what I've seen, I'm thoroughly unimpressed. I just think they whiffed on him across the board.
Probably. Yeah.
And I fell for it hook, line, and sinker.
And just because he was an utter failure defensively at shortstop, that doesn't necessarily mean that first base is going to be any better. Like it, and he just played first base for the first time last week at AAA. Like he's not ready to play defensively
first
base. Now, if you could guarantee me that he would be an average defender at first base, yeah, sure, try it. No guarantee of that.
The last I checked in AAA, he was batting like .220, and that was about a week ago.
Yeah, it hasn't been great.
Yeah, so I mean, it's not like he's tearing the cover off the ball.
All right, what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Deli Boy, I see you on hold. We'll get to you when we come back. And plus, we've got This or That. Bryce Eldridge, do you want to bring him up or do you want to keep him down? Again, not at AAA, but in AA. We'll run through This or That when we return. It's the Morning Roast. Shasky, Grandy in for Spadoni. We got that coming up next. Again, what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Back with more next on 95.7 The Game. All right, it's This or That here on 95.7, and we got a simple one for you here. Line them up, 888-957-9570. Shasky and I have been trying to find the solution to the Giants' offensive woes. Is the answer Bryce Eldridge, who's currently in AA playing for the Richmond Flying Squirrels, is the answer to the Giants' offensive issues promoting Bryce Eldridge, or keeping him down at AA, this or that, 888-957-9570. This is This or That.
Light up the phone lines. Call 957-9570 right now. Because it's time for This or That.
This or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with this. That and this and it's like that and like this and like that. It's like...
Whew. That's good. I like this.
It's old school. This is back when we actually had a bench and we can actually produce stuff, cut stuff. We had a studio big enough to have workstations.
So this or that, Bryce Eldridge, I know your answer. You're bringing him up straight from AA. Not even going to give him any at-bats in AAA?
I don't think he needs him. And I'm going to make the case right now.
Okay.
So it's one or the other. Either you're bringing him up or you're letting him marinate, Bryce Eldridge. Buster Posey, 15 years ago this week. The Giants were 25-22. They needed a spark. They brought up their young. 15 years ago this week, they brought up a young baby-faced assassin, Buster Posey. And they bid adieu to Benji Molina, who was a good Giant. He was. Benji was a good Giant.
Yeah.
Ended up facing them in the World Series and won a World Series ring with the Rangers, even though he got traded from the Giants because the Giants give one to anyone who ended up being on the team that year. In the minor leagues, Buster Posey had 750 plate appearances before getting called up. Bryce Eldridge currently has 789. The time is now. Let's do this.
888-957-9570.
Bring him up!
You wish Shasky time to bring up Bryce Eldridge, or are you with me and you're not quite convinced? I mean, this dude hasn't played at the AAA level this year, has only been at Richmond all year, has 140 plate appearances so far this year, hitting .280, 7 home runs, 20 RBIs, slugging .512. Did get the AAA for 8 games at the tail end of last year. Hit .258 in those 8 games. He had 8 hits in 31 at-bats, and that's a very, very small sample size. How many times, Shasky, do you see a guy essentially go straight from AA to the bigs and have success? I feel like it's pretty rare.
Yeah, it probably is pretty rare, but this is a rare type of a guy, and this is a rare type of a situation. I mean, is there anybody in the AAA, you know, Sacramento Rivercats that is, like, tearing the cover off the ball at first base that needs to go up?
No one comes to mind.
Yeah, exactly.
Wade Mekler.
Is he even healthy right now?
Pretty sure.
I mean, he played like 40 games last year.
The only guy that I can remember coming up straight from AA to the majors, I don't know why I remember this, and maybe someone can check my memory on this. I'm pretty sure when the Giants called up Matt Duffy, he came straight from AA.
And Duffy was a great Giant.
Duffy was good, actually.
He was a great Giant. Finished, I believe, runner-up for the Rookie of the Year 1 year.
I think he came up straight from AA. I'll have to check.
He was a really good Giant. Okay. Remember, he had a big fat cat that the internet loved.
Skeeter, right?
Yeah.
Skeeter. Gigantic cat. Okay, I hear you when it comes to comparing Eldridge to Buster Posey. That feels like a incredibly and unfair high bar to hold him to.
What about Jackson Merrill? What about Jackson Merrill? Jackson Merrill plays for the Padres right now. He's 22 years old, full year of service last year.
Rookie of the year last year.
And he had 889 plate appearances.
He was rookie. No, Kowalski won a rookie of the year.
But he should have been.
Yeah.
I believe he was an all-star or alternate or whatever. Played in the all-star game. Did he not? Jackson Merrill?
He was amazing. I wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's a stud. He went almost off Logan Webb's forehead last night up the middle. Look, I'm telling you, it's the era of the young guy
now. I mean, yeah, your examples have been Tatis, Jackson Merrill, and Buster Posey. We're talking about three legitimate great players.
And Pat Bailey got brought up with, I think, less than 500 at-bats in the minors.
And how's that gone?
Well, it started off really well, and he has not adjusted to big league hitting this year. And he was batting at the same time almost last year. What was he at, 303? We were looking at the other day. So, like, is that a big league adjustment problem? Or is that a Pat Bailey's just not a great hitter problem? He didn't hit well at any level in the minors, Pat Bailey. Bryce Eldridge has.
This comes courtesy of Sam doing our research in the back. Dansby Swanson, a name that you threw out earlier, is maybe a guy the Giants missed out on. He had 377 plate appearances at AA before jumping straight to the bigs. So he's the guy who went straight from double A to the bigs. He hasn't ever been a great hitter at the big league level.
But I don't know. We pretend like it's like a set it and forget it in the oven. Like, after 1,000 plate appearances, this muffin will be delicious and it'll be ready. Mack Williamson, Todd Linden, Dan Ortmeier. I mean, how many of those names do I need to give you of guys that
more
stuck around in AAA forever and were no good? Lance Niekro. You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
I think the realistic situation, if you call Bryce Eldridge up, is that he hits 180 and you send him back down in a month because he's just clearly not ready.
And what is he going to be, like, completely ruined psychologically for the rest of his career?
Who knows?
Ask Marco Luciano.
I don't think Marco's very good. Elliot Ramos got brought up and then brought down and then brought up and then brought down and then brought up and brought down, and now he's an all-star.
Buster Posey got his first taste of the bigs in 2009.
No, he
not
did.
In 2010.
He did.
In September. Meaningless baseball. Not trying to fight for a playoff spot. No pressure on you to perform. Just go out there and get a taste so when we bring you back up, when it's actually go time, you have a baseline to build off of.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. But, like, again, I just think this is a different circumstance. And it's 15 years ago. You know, the game has dramatically changed since 15 years ago. There are way more younger players playing now than there were back then. Like, now it's the Super 2 era. This is what we're in.
I hear you. 888-957-9570. I'm going to play some sound from Buster Posey because he actually was talking about Bryce Eldridge earlier this year. We can get to that, but we got to get out to the phones because we got this or that going on.
Yep.
Bryce Eldridge, do you want to bring him up or do you want to keep him down in the minor leagues, whether it's double A or maybe even bring him up to triple A? What do you want to do, big leagues or minor leagues
in
for Bryce
out.
Eldridge? 888-957-9570. Deli Boy is on here on the Morning Roast. What's up, Deli Boy?
What's going on, guys? Yeah, I don't think we have a choice. You got to bring him up. You were saying, oh, what is he going to do, bat 180? Come on, Wade's batting 170, 160 right now. What worse can it be? You have to see what we have. I mean, what's he going to do? So he comes up. Maybe he doesn't bat so well. Well, maybe we can use him as trade bait to find a bigger piece. Let's see what the value is so high. Let's see what we got. You guys had Chris Rose on the other day. And didn't he say that probably the best solution is to bring from within? Well, we have this guy right here who's ready to play. He's supposed to be the next big star. Well, the time is now. I don't think there's a better time to bring up the star. And like you said, we brought up Buster Posey. He was a big spark. Let's see what we got. And if he doesn't pan out, oh well. What worse can it be? What worse can it be right now? You're gonna run with Lamont Wade or Casey Schmidt? That's not a winning solution in my eyes. You got to do something. The Giants have to pull the trigger, and maybe it is just bring up the kid. Everyone's saying, oh, he's not ready. If he's not ready now, is he ever going to be ready? And like what you said, Joe, what, he's got to have X amount of at bat before he's ready? No, this is basically baseball. Either you play or you can't. Send him up. Let's see what we got. It could be the spark. It could not. We could trade him for something later. I don't know. I don't know what the move is, but something has to be done.
Yeah.
And it's not the bullpen that's the problem. It's the lineup.
Something
needs to be done. We need a bat.
Good call. We had JT Snow on yesterday, and JT Snow was kind of like, he almost like chuckled at the notion that he needs more seasoning in terms of at-bats in the minor leagues. He's like, dude, you kind of are who you are, right? Like, yeah, there's things you can work on and stuff. Do you know where the best facilities are? At the big league level. Mm. Do you know where the best coaches are?
The big league level.
At the big league level. Do you know where the best training is? At the big league level. What about the best nutrition? Weight rooms. What about the best technology to work on all of the little intricacies of your swing? All at the big league level, right? So, I don't know, man. I'm ready for it. I want to see it. I'm seeing people back and forth from the 707. This is crazy. You might as well bring them up because the defense can't be any worse than what they have right now. I'm seeing other people say, no, if he's only hitting a certain amount in double A, then he's not ready to go. Another guy said, hey, my son played against him and he's not ready.
Oh, wow.
I don't know, you know. You saw one game. That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, we'll check in with Sam and the YouTube chatters coming up in just a bit for this or that.
People are pretty split on this one.
Bryce Eldridge, you want him on the big league squad now or you want to keep him in the minors? This or that, 888-957-9570. We'll get to that in a sec. But first, you mentioned what JT Snow said yesterday with you guys. Here's JT on when to bring up Bryce Eldridge.
You need to promote a guy when his mindset and his mental game is at the top. That'll take a while. Get to Sacramento. And I would... when he starts swinging the bat like he is now, I would get him up to the warm weather in the summer, let him get some confidence, hit some bombs, and then you maybe make a move depending on where the team's at. I don't think they need to go out and trade for a first baseman or someone like that. I think he's the guy. And I know it's very sensitive nowadays with we don't want to ruin a guy, we don't want to ruin his confidence, but he's going to be okay. And talking to him in spring training and work with him every morning, he's got confidence. And I think the ups and downs won't be that big. There won't be the big peaks and valleys. When the timing is right, I think you get him up here and you let him play.
Well, I feel like JT said a couple of different things there. He said, first of all, no, you got to let him get a little bit of confidence, get him up to Sacramento for the summer months when the ball is flying out of those ballparks.
What is it right now? It's June.
It's June.
So get him up here. Get him to Sacramento.
I agree. Bring him to Sacramento.
Let's go. Let's do this.
But then he said,
it was like 110 this weekend in Sac.
We're so sensitive about whether a guy's confidence is going to be ruined. And he said, you don't got to worry about that with Bryce. He's a confident guy. He'll be
He's
fine.
He's worked with him one-on-one for quite some time.
I feel like JT gave us both sides there. I don't know what
side that I'm choosing is the one I'm choosing to like.
Of course. Of course. Lubman, what do we got on the YouTube chat? What are the YouTube chatters like?
Yeah, so right now the YouTube chat poll is 57% call him up, 40% let him work in the minors. David Hernandez in the YouTube chat says, we need a vet rental. Eldridge is not ready. Harry Callahan adds that Eldridge will strike out a lot, just swinging for the bleachers. We got Robert Brown was saying something about the National League is so much tougher. The American League is not even funny, so excuse to not bring him up there. I just lost his name. Someone else asked if Eldridge is the new Kuminga. The chat's starting to move kind of fast now.
Eldridge is the new
It's a Kuminga. fun factor, yeah.
He's the new Steph Curry.
We talk about how young Kuminga is. Bryce Eldridge is 2 years younger than Jonathan Kuminga, which is wild to think about. Same size, too.
Wow. I mean, Shasky, 6'7". You are talking about Buster Posey and Bryce Eldridge. So you might as well compare him to Steph Curry while you're at it.
I mean,
he's the savior, right?
Why stop there? Willie Mays, Willie McCovey, Barry Bonds, you know?
He's going to be the Joe Montana of the Giants.
I mean, pump the brakes there, you know? Pump the brakes. No, but look, like, I mean, he just looks different than everything that they have. I mean, I watch all the minor league stuff. I'm sure you follow all the same stuff. And it was about 2 years ago, Sam, when I started sending you guys all of the clips in the group thread. And they were like, dude, what are you talking about? Some guy in low single A hitting balls. I'm like, guys, look, I watch all these videos. And it's just like Game Changer. You watch all these different kids, you know, they're at bats.
He passes the eye test. He just looks like a big league starter.
No, he looks unlike anything they've ever had in their system in terms of the size and the speed and the ability to go to left center field.
What is he, 6'7"?
Yeah, 6'7". And he's just effortless power.
Yeah.
End of the bat, he's hitting jacks 400 feet. So, yeah, I mean, but that doesn't mean he's going to be the greatest player in the world day one. I mean, this is a long project. Is he better than Lamont Wade Jr. right now? That's the question I have. I have a hard time thinking he's not. Like, what does Lamont do elite right now at
it
all?
Feels very difficult for him to be worse than Lamont Wade Jr., I'll put it this way. But I would not be shocked if it's, like, relatively similar production-wise, offensively.
Okay. I mean, he already gives me a bigger target at first base than he does. Lamont's an okay defensive player. Okay. I actually think Casey's been better defensively at first base after the first couple of games since he's now kind of settled
figured
in.
Figured it out a little bit.
Yeah, I think he's been better at first base defensively. I mean, hitting-wise, you're getting nothing from Lamont Wade Jr.
You get no one. Whoever you're putting at first base, you're getting nothing from.
Nothing.
Yeah.
You have 37 hits as a team at first base.
So I think for
it's June 3rd.
This is a split vote right now.
Yeah.
And for everyone that is on your side of it, which is promote Bryce Eldridge, I mean, the most obvious reason, it feels to me, Shasky, there's confidence in Bryce as a player in the future. The biggest reason, though, why people feel so strongly about promoting him now has less to do with what they expect from Bryce in this moment and just simply, well, you have nobody else that's performing at any level, so might as well.
Well,
it's less about Bryce and more about what the replacement option is.
No doubt, but it's also, you know, you told me in the offseason that you weren't going to sign any first baseman because you thought this guy could, you know, potentially be in the mix.
That's the other thing. What JT Snow said was, don't bring him up yet. Get him some confidence at AAA. Let him hit some bombs in Sacramento. But you also don't need to go and trade for somebody. That, to me, feels like the worst thing you could do. Not promote him and not acquire someone. and just stick with what is currently happening, which is nothing.
Which is what they did this offseason. Like, yeah. I put all my targets out there. I was like, Goldschmidt is a perfect, like, 1-2 year type of player. As you said to me in the green room this morning, like, why would he want to come here when he wants to ring chase? Which is exactly why I thought it was a long shot. But he would have been the perfect type of guy, and he's right-handed. And so you can, you know, figure out some of your lineup issues. Right? You need somebody who can hit lefties. And he does, throughout his career, has done a pretty good job hitting lefties. Then I was like, all right, Christian Walker is out there. Maybe you can get him on a 2-year deal. He'd be really nice. He could DH a little if and when Bryce comes up, and he can play first base defensively. And he's always been an underrated defensive first baseman, Christian Walker. He's solid. Knows the division, being in the Diamondbacks for so long. Like, I liked him as an option. Pete Alonso sat out there. What did he end up signing with the Mets? Was it a 1 or a 2-year deal?
I'll look it up.
It wasn't an over-the-top type of a deal. He just sat there and
waited so long for it.
And I was like, just swoop in with a 3 or 4 year deal. Overpay if you have to.
2 years.
2 years for what?
$54 million.
God, doesn't that feel like
$30 million this year, $24 million next year. 2 years. That feels like what they should have done.
I mean, you know what though? Like,
and you'd feel no pressure to rush Bryce
at
Eldridge.
All.
None.
And you would solve a lot of issues. Your everyday first baseman, a threat in the lineup alongside Chapman and Adames, and also timeline-wise, kind of matches up with some of those older guys.
He's hitting .288 this year. He has 12 home runs and 46 RBIs.
And
could you imagine?
This lineup
would feel so different. Oh,
and
they might be first place in the NL West if they had Pete Alonso.
He's got name recognition, and you could sell the polar bear stuff to the crowd, right?
Yeah.
You know, you go back with
2 years of it.
The Crow to Craw candlestick pins would come back out, and then the polar bear hats. And there's got to be some sort of a cross promotion there.
888-957-9570. Bryce Eldridge, you want to bring him up because the Giants have no other options at first base, or you want to keep...
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Him down at AA.
Yeah, and I would like to get into at some point Buster Posey and where we're at with Posey, because The guys put some sound on the board of his introductory press conference. So at some point here, let's get into that.
We will. We got a couple of calls I want to get to, and then we will hear from Buster Posey, and we can check in, like maybe do a State of the Union a couple months in to his first season as GM and president of baseball operations for the Giants. Where do they stand? But let's go back out to the phones on the Giants' first base issues. What do you do with Bryce Eldridge? 888-957-9570. Adam in San Francisco is up next. What's up, Adam?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Good morning. In regards to the Bryce Eldridge thing, I mean, at this point, I'm just like, he can't be worse than Lamont Wade. I mean, Lamont Wade has not been a good Giant, like I said, to production-wise, in 4 years. Like, the man is hitting 167. He's an okay first baseman, yet we keep trotting him out there. And it's just, and it's kind of had a crazy ripple effect through the whole hitting lineup. Like, what happened to Jung-Hoo Lee? He was playing so well, and now he's in a slump. You know, Willy Adames has not been performing. Chapman hasn't been performing. Yastrzemski was hitting, like, 280 at the top of the lineup. Now he's back down. So I'm like, at this point, you might as well call the guy out, because what we're seeing right now, I mean, four runs or less in 15 straight games, I mean, this is just not good enough, whereas the pitching is very good. Like, it's one of the best in the league. So, like, they need to make some moves, and if not, call somebody up. But, like, I God bless Lamont Wade. I cannot watch this man take another at-bat. I don't get it. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Adam.
I think he speaks for a lot of Giants fans.
I think there's a lot of Giants fans that feel the same way. And, in fact, I mean, Adam made me laugh. The 707 on the text line made me laugh as well. 888-957-9570. The 707 writes, never thought I'd say this, but would you take Brandon Belt there? LOL. That was polarizing, but we'd take that in a heartbeat at first. It's where the Giants are. The Belt Wars were fought and won over a course of like 8 years here in San Francisco.
Yeah, I won.
What side of the Belt Wars were you on?
He was
the losing side.
Slightly above average first baseman.
But we're at a point where the Giants' first base issues are so bad that I think everybody would just be like, let's rewind to Brandon Belt's prime, and we'll take it.
Nah, I'm good. I'm good.
You'd rather have this than Brandon Belt?
He'd probably be on the DL right now. I mean, look, I'm just... Do I need to read the game logs?
You don't have to.
Do I need to read the game logs? 104, 112, 150, 51, 97, 78, 103. I mean, he's always hurt.
He was going to hit 30 home runs in 2021, and then he got hurt.
I was going to date,
he hit 29, and there was a whole month left. He was going to hit 30.
Brandy, he's lost his argument several times to me already. You don't need to go down this rabbit hole.
He probably disagrees with you on that, but, yeah. We'll keep it rolling. 888-957-9570. BPA wants to weigh in on this Bryce Eldridge conversation. What's up, BPA?
What's up, buddy?
Morning. Anyone sure Bryce Eldridge is going to pan out? Because the track record for a player development leadership is like 0.0 on the hitting front, and I don't believe in him, and I think the biggest mistake Buster made is he kept all of them. He kept Chris Haynes, he kept all these people in the player development system, which would sort of indicate that it's like a validation of good job, producing like zero hitting talent in 8 years. And yeah, to me, it's all like free agents, whatever else. Like,
well, what about Ramos?
Continues. What about him? Great. Awesome. 278, 15 home runs. It's great, right? Like, whatever. Like,
I mean, he hit 20 last year.
ESPN blitzed, and again, this is in line with everybody else's assessment. They have the Giants minor league system ranked 29th in Major League Baseball, and the Dodgers are first. That's the story. They still cannot produce in talent, and when you keep.
Oh, BPA, sorry about that. You're breaking up there towards the end. I think we got your point, though. I mean, you can't just shrug off Elliot Ramos, all-star last year, and looks to be... I remember sitting with you here a couple of months ago, opening day, and one of our big questions was what Ramos did last year real? Or we're going to find out. And through the first 2 months of this year, it has proven to be pretty darn real. So you can't just shrug off Elliot Ramos. BPA's larger point, though, I think does stand. There's been a focus on strengthening the farm system and not trading away pieces and it hasn't really improved much at all. Now, you can disagree with, like, farm system rankings if you want, but they have not really risen at all in the last 8 years.
Look, we can argue about how great of a player Elliott Ramos is. He's been really good for this team. Like 23 jacks by a homegrown outfielder, playing in only 100 and whatever. What do you have, 120 games last year?
Yeah.
I mean, 500 at-bats is a pretty big sample. And then to come back again this year and be one of the top performers on the team this year with 10 jacks, 295 average. I mean, he's making a case to be one of the guys who could be their all-star this year. I still think it's one of the bullpen arms or one of the pitching arms, but I'm not shrugging off Ramos. Ramos, whatever happened with Ramos, whether it's Ramos himself, the team sticking with him, development, working out some of the flaws or whatever, like everyone deserves credit when a guy thrives like this. What about Tyler Fitzgerald? Like, Tyler Fitzgerald's been really good. He's been really good. Defensively, he was not a great defensive player last year. He's really gotten better.
Oh, he's getting a lot better.
A lot better. And then offensively, he's solid. He's not going to blow you away. He's not a superstar. He's none of those. But he's also not a platoon player. I think he's proven this year he's pretty close to an everyday player.
What's funny is if you asked me before the season started, the Giants were going to get what they're getting from Elliott Ramos, they're going to get what they're getting from Tyler Fitzgerald, and they would have gotten what they're getting from Wilmer Flores, and the pitching staff was as good as they've been, I would have told you they were 10 games over 500 and maybe like in first place in the NL West. That's because I would have expected a lot more from Chapman and from Adames. But to your point, like all of the questions, not all of them, a couple of the really big questions about this team, who is Ramos? Who is Fitzgerald? Like, they have passed those tests with flying colors so far.
Absolutely. It's the free agents. It's the guys they extended.
Yeah.
Those are the guys that are holding them back. And so, yeah, I don't know. And then, like, the Wilmer Flores thing. Like, I was skeptical on Wilmer and bringing him back. Seems to be a great move. Is it not? It's a pretty big assessment.
Could you imagine the offense without Wilmer Flores right now?
Yeah, and they had more belief in Jung-Hoo Lee than I did, and I've been actually really surprised with how good Jung-Hoo Lee is. I was very skeptical. You know, he hurt himself immediately last year. I didn't see a whole lot. I'm seeing growth. Again, I don't know where he is in terms of pecking order of center fielders and whatnot. I think he's a solid player.
He was amazing in April, and for the beginning part of
no
May,
doubt.
hasn't been nearly as good since. Let's see, his last, let's see, if I can find this. In May, he hit 231. He hit 319 in April, hit 231 in May. So it has been a struggle for about a month now for Jung-Hoo Lee, but he was awesome to begin the year. Hasn't been quite as good late, but you look at the total numbers, and he's still been pretty darn good, hitting 275 this year, 6 home runs, 31 RBIs, and has stolen 6 bases.
I want to like transition to Buster. I do believe that, like, just maybe stylistically, whether this is fair or not, even though Ramos was kind of here throughout the whole Farhan era,
yeah.
Logan was here throughout the whole Farhan, there's a lot of guys that actually Farhan brought in who've been good, right? Not all of them, but some of them. I do believe there is symbolism with Lamont Wade Jr., with Mike Yastrzemski, when it comes to, like, those are Farhan guys to the fans. And until you move off those guys as full-time players, like, they're always going to be the bugaboo to the fan base online and in discussions and in bar rooms, things like that. Like, they're viewed through the prism of those are Farhan guys. I can't wait to get rid of them, even when they do play well.
I mean, Farhan, for what he was pretty darn good at finding players that no one else valued and them actually turning out to be decent players.
Yeah, but I felt like a lot of those guys, when the clock struck 12, you know, Tyro Estrada, Donovan Solano.
Yaz is an example.
Yaz, like, solid.
Like, they're not the difference in you being a playoff team or not.
Exactly.
But if you had good pieces around them, they were quality pieces.
Good supplemental role players.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I would agree.
Yes. And, like, they came from literally nothing. Like,
no
all
doubt.
Those players came from obscurity, not big leaguers. If they were, they flamed out, never had any success, and turned into be, at least for a stretch, not like an all-star starter, but like a starting level caliber player in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, but there's
worth something.
It is, but you see where I'm going with the symbolism
yes,
of it.
Yes.
And then like Pat Bailey, you know, fair or not, the symbolism of gotta move off of Bart. I have got to get rid of Joey Bart. Now, I don't even
think that was Farhan's first draft pick too, right? Patrick Bailey?
Yes, yes.
And it was right after they just picked Joey Bart.
It felt very roster politicky. I would have kept Bart, even if just to be a backup. I'm sure there would have been a drumbeat of fans like, play Bart more, whatever. But Bailey, you know, like, you got rid of him. You paid Tom Murphy to be the backup catcher. That was awful. It was a terrible decision. And right now, just look at the career stats in the bigs. Joey Bart's a better baseball hitter than Pat Bailey. Pat Bailey, infinitely better defensive catcher
yes.
than Joey Bart. But I do think that, like, you could have kept Bart on the roster. He could have at least walked in.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.